WTOP now 1010. Well, it is a website with the slogan, "Life is short, have an affair." And it has 37 million users. Ashley Madison now, the latest in a long list of companies whose data has now been hacked. And joining us live as we talk about it is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, first of all, is the website trying to figure out who hacked it? Is it an inside job? Do they have any idea?
Well, they think it could be an inside job or maybe a former employee or someone who is a contractor. It's a very interesting story because I know everyone's going to get all judgy on this. So let's take a step back. It's weird. There's 37 million people who want to cheat on their spouses. But beyond that, it's a business, right? And so what's interesting about the business is this site is free to begin with. Okay. So, you know, you get free service, but they charge for extras. So if you want to make contact with someone, it'll cost you extra. If you want to chat, it costs extra. And one specific area and that the company said is if you want to delete all of your information, if you want to erase your profile information, you can pay us $19 to do that. Well, the hackers are saying that actually never happened. The data is not scrubbed. And by the way, they were able to break in and get this data. So clearly, anyone who paid the $19, you're really out that money and your information is available and they may actually publish it.
Now, I guess the business impact is that the parent company had been planning to go public.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Back in about April, the company started talking. It's a Canadian company, which I'm just going to have to say this on you know, the media here. They also own websites called CougarLife.com. I don't think I've ever said that on the radio. And EstablishedMen.com. And they said they were going to try to go public later this year on the London Stock Exchange, raising as much as $200 million. Now, look, from a business perspective, if you're selling your community anonymity, hookups, your information is safe, and now that has actually been called into question, your business model is pretty well smashed.
Is this extortion? I mean, the hackers are basically saying, hey, we're doing you a favor because the website isn't really protecting your information. So we're calling them out on this. But it's blackmail in a way.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, it's fascinating because one of the things that you look at is that the statement, the demand says, if you, the company, don't take all this offline, your entire business offline, we will release all customer records and get this quote, including profiles with all the customers' secret sexual fantasies and matching credit card transactions. This may be the first time in the universe that you're less worried about your credit card information getting out than your inner thoughts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only two reactions aside from the company's reaction are going to be, oh my God, or tough tootsies, honey, that's life in the fast lane.
It's so true. I tell you something, you know, talking about this on CBS this morning, I've gotten a number of comments from people, and you're right. It splits out to like they deserve it to, oh my God, that's kind of scary. So I can imagine who's using which services in this case.
Yep. All right, Jill, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Take care.
CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.